Gracious God, take our minds and think through them, take our hands and work through them, take our hearts and set them on fire. Amen. Please be seated. Today's parable is unique to the Gospel of Luke. I always think it's interesting when we find a story that only exists in one of the Gospels. And as with most parables, the language is highly condensed and its meaning is wide open. In fact, in these 8 short verses, we find theological keywords and topics that refer to an abundance of Christian doctrines. Prayer and trust, justice and deliverance, judgment and faith, persistence and resistance, the first and the second coming of Christ, and the life of believers. In short, there is no shortage of sermons to be found in today's reading, so the challenge this week has been to just pick out one. You only get one, don't worry. And so the question that I kept coming back to this week was, how do we learn to pray always and not to lose heart? Jesus frames today's parable as showing us something about the need to pray always and not lose heart. But how are we to do that? I mean, I get the need. The world was just as topsy-turvy for people in Jesus' day as it is for us. The forces at work in their world were also destabilizing, for all that the forces that are at work in the world around us can feel world-ending. And so, yes, we need to pray, just as they needed to pray, but how do we not lose heart? How do we not lose heart when we are bombarded with news every day about destruction to creation, the terror and devastation of war, abuse of power, and mistreatment of the vulnerable? How do we not lose heart when we watch our neighbors struggle, weighed down by the burdens of debt and addiction, or impossible choices because of a lack of adequate health care? How do we not lose heart when those closest to us are hurting and need healing? When our lives fall apart in ways both big and small, and prayer feels like something that just gets swallowed up by a void? Jesus told a parable, and in that parable, he showed us how. There once was an unjust judge and a persistent widow. The judge had lost heart, we are told. We are told that he no longer feared God or had respect for people. The widow, nevertheless, persisted in seeking justice from this judge, pestering him until she wore him down and he granted her petition. God is the widow, the one longing for and seeking justice, restless in its pursuit. We, if we lose heart, are the unjust judge, no longer praying to God, nor caring for the welfare of others. But God is the widow, and the widow endures and pesters and never gives up on us. God's generous and unconditional love is written in our hearts, as the prophet Jeremiah says, and God is always seeking to kindle our hearts into loving action and compassionate justice. Here's how not to lose heart if we are to follow God's example. We must choose hope over fear. We must choose love and not hate. We must be persistent and resilient and trust, even and especially when it feels impossible to do so. Prayer is hopeful, trusting in God, not trusting in ourselves. And when our hope is rooted in God's love instead of ourselves or in the world around us, then we don't lose heart. And when that love feels far away or absent, as happens sometimes, we must also be like the widow and not give up, doubling down, pouring out our hearts, and praying anyway. Because at its heart, the power of prayer is that it changes us. Just like any habit we cultivate, the habit and practice of prayer changes our lives. Prayer keeps us from closing off our hearts, teaching us mercy instead of letting us slide into numbness. The regular practice of letting go of our pretense of control when we pray helps us to grow in compassion. And regularly offering prayers of thanksgiving cultivates the virtue of gratitude in our lives. What would the world look like if more of us were merciful and compassionate and grateful? Would it not change as well? Because that's how prayer works. Prayer doesn't change God, it changes us, and then we change the things that need to change. It's why God longs for us to pray always and not to lose heart. So much so that God embodies that widow who sticks with us until we get it and we get to work. Because yes, we need to pray always and not lose heart. It's how God's justice and compassion are brought to bear in our broken world. And how we do this is by persevering with steadfast faith and trusting that all things are possible with God. So follow God's example and be like the widow. Be bothersome and persistent and single-minded, both in prayer and in loving action. And then when Jesus returns, he will indeed find faith on earth. Amen.